Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
MP on the mic.
What's up, Richmond? MP on the mic. We're live. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide. On the free Odyssey app, couple guests for you today. David Teal from the Daily Press joins us. He is at the Virginia Tech football spring game. We'll talk Hokies football, look ahead to the upcoming season. Trey Wilson joins us for Tuesdays with Trey at 11 o'clock ahead of a Squirrels homestand and a little matinee baseball tomorrow. Tonight at the Diamond, regular time. 6 o'clock, get out there. Tomorrow at the Diamond, not the normal time, 11 a.m. Get out there. Leave work early. Go have some fun. Watch some baseball. I think we've got a great bid season show for you today. I was kind of wondering, like, I didn't know bid season was going to start last week, a couple weeks ago. We had a lot going on. We had March Madness and then a coaching change. And so there was a lot going on. Rory won the Masters. Had to give him his day. It's still impressive, but I think we've reached bid day. I want to talk about Katy Perry going into space. We'll get to that later. I want to talk about UVA hitting everybody up for money because the numbers are a little bit insane on that. If you're wondering how you pay kids in the NIL era, UVA is showing us the way, and they will in a bit. But the Washington Capitals are real live sports. They are first place in the Metropolitan Division. They've clinched the title. They're the one seed in the East on a collision course with the Montreal Canadiens in the playoffs. They play in Long Island tonight. That's where Alex Ovechkin became, and you may have heard this, the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League. They'll go back up to the scene of the crime tonight for a game that does not matter before wrapping up their season Thursday with another game that does not matter. But what does matter is that all great teams have a theme song, is something they rally around. And for the Capitals, they've picked a song from the 2010s by Juicy J, who was a rapper. I guess he's still a rapper. Once a rapper, always a rapper. Banza Make Her Dance is the song. But as this has taken on a life of its own, Juicy J was invited to come to a Capitals game. And not to traffic in stereotypes here, but Juicy J, a rapper, had never been to a hockey game, and it kind of blew his mind. Here is his post-game interview on Monumental Sports.
How we feeling today?
Hey, man, this is dope. You know, I ain't never been to a game like this. It's something new for me, and I love it. And it's amazing. Like, I was watching my timeline maybe like a month ago, and I was seeing this hockey team, the Capitals. I saw the Capitals just singing Banza Make Her Dance. I thought it was like an AI. Some, you know, people take AI all the time and they put pictures with music. So I was like, ah, it's somebody, some AI. But it kept going. I was like, hold up a second. What's going on? I'm like, somebody likes my song, you know, like I feel like they brought the song back, you know, like they making it extra even more popular than it was 5 or 6 years ago.
Were you surprised to see how much steam it had picked up on the internet?
So I'm so surprised. TikTok went crazy. Like then people start calling me, hey man, it's a hockey team Capitals, they love your music. Hey man, the guy they call the main player, the starter team, I forget his name.
Sorry.
Yeah, yep. They say he's a Michael Jordan of hockey. And you know, like I said, it's my first time at a hockey game.
Yeah.
So I don't know anybody in hockey. So I was like, holy shit. So I just started doing research and I started seeing it blowing up on TikTok, my phone's ringing, and here I am.
You know, the main character, the guy that everybody talks about. I saw the video and I thought it was AI at first. The video of people playing hockey.
Another level. Never heard of hockey. Never seen of hockey. What?
A lot of people have low hockey awareness. That's okay. It's not a mainstream sport, right? It's not football. It's not basketball. I think a lot of people are outside of hockey awareness. I love the thought of watching a video like, man, computers can do anything these days.
They really made this up. That's crazy.
This looks real. Look at these people ice skating. That's good for them.
It's like football on ice.
Were you surprised when the song blew up? So surprised.
It's big on the TikTok. The big star player, the one on the team.
That's a guy who didn't expect that song to have a second life ever in any format. Because he's got songs that you noted, Dark Horse with Katy Perry, of course, we'll talk about later in the show. That song has presumably continues to send him Spotify residuals every month. I don't. Hey, how surprised were you about this one? Yeah.
Whoa. It's almost more popular now.
I didn't think it was popular at the time. And I learned this whole subculture of sport that has embraced it. And there's a guy, and he's apparently like Michael Jordan, but not, because he plays the AI sport on
the
ice.
AI sport, yeah.
He got to hang out with the Caps before the game. Hear Juicy J's takeaways.
Yeah, it was crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never, you know, I see it on TV and I see them fighting and stuff, but, like, being right there and seeing all the armor and the stuff they have on their bodies and how tall they are, I was like, oh, you mother jumpers is huge, you know what I'm saying? So I guess you got to be that big to, you know, to skate and fight on on some ice or whatever to win the game. So, I mean, like, I don't know nothing about this. It's brand new to me, but it's amazing, and it's cool to see how, you know, to see what people have to go through to, you know, get ready for the game and stuff like that. But I'm glad they're playing Bands and Make a Dance for inspiration, so I appreciate that.
I guess you have to be really tall and big to play, because...
Go fight people on the ice.
They go fight people. I watched it on TV, but I didn't realize.
Go win that game.
They're big.
Tall.
Big dudes.
Tall mother jumpers.
Kind of need him in the announcing booth for all remaining games, effective immediately. The great Saturday Night Live sketch where they make the black sideline reporter go down there. He's never been to a hockey game before. As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Yeah, let's do that hockey.
I need Juicy J in the booth for all Capitals games, effective immediately, all the way to the Stanley Cup, and then he can drink out of it because that's the dream for everybody. I think him and Ovi have that in common. I think it's something they could bond over once he learns Ovi's name. Of course.
And what the Stanley Cup is.
He's on the way. that's your Washington Capitals update. That's where we're at. A1 asked me yesterday, am I worried about their slow finish to the season? That's how worried I am. I spent 6 minutes playing Juicy J talking about the team. No, I'm not worried. It's a long season. They've clinched their one seed. They got Ovi all his goals. There's kind of nothing left to do but skate around a little bit and get ready for the playoffs. So two games to go. Chance to get it in gear. I do need a first round win, though. You can't lose in the first round if you're going to be the one seed. It's random. I don't need a Stanley Cup. Those are like, I would take one. It would be fun. It'd keep us away from bid season for a little while. But I just need a first round win. I need something to validate that this is real and give the kids a little playoff experience and get them ready for future seasons. We will also talk NFL draft today. Little intrigue brewing here with Shedeur Sanders, who as of last week had slipped out of the top five. He may go to the Saints at number 9. He may be there for the Steelers. When they pick later in the round, which would spare them having to sign Aaron Rodgers, so kind of trade one situation for another situation there. Good news, didn't have to sign Aaron Rodgers. It's Deion's kid. All right, well, going to be a situation in Pittsburgh either way. You find out the New York Giants, who I remind you have the best quarterback room in all of football, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Tommy DeVito. What a room. You can't top that. Are bringing in Shedeur Sanders for a private workout and then going to Boulder, Colorado to meet with people about him. I'll remind you the draft's 9 days away.
How are they going to have time to play top golf?
And how can you evaluate the prospects if not for top golf?
Genuinely, I'm confused.
There is no deeper sign of a franchise in dysfunction than one that doesn't know what it's doing 9 days before the draft. You've had 4 months. There's been nothing going on for 4 months. This is all you've been working on. And you haven't agreed on it? Oh, that's a situation with the Giants. If you're doing that level of meeting this late in the game, it's not formalities. They don't know what they're doing. And I love it, and I'm here for it. Dysfunctional team in the NFC East? Couldn't be us. Have fun, New York Giants. It's great, because if they make the pick, they're dysfunctional. If they don't make the pick, they're dysfunctional. I'm shorting my long-term Giants stock. I will say this, though. Best quarterback room in football. It's not close. And you add in Deion's kid? Oh, Russell Wilson tutoring Deion's kid for the year with Jameis Winston providing the backdrop and Tommy DeVito hanging out doing whatever he does, eating his chicken cutlets. Perfect. I need Hard Knocks there immediately and permanently, and it needs to expand from 1 hour to all day long. Just sit there watching it. What was the show where they followed people around? Big Brother. You could watch it 24/7. Big Brother, but it's the Giants quarterback room. I need it. I need it happening now. That's what we need to happen in this draft. Giants going out to visit Shedeur Sanders. And I mean, you don't do that if you know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. It's going to be fun. At the top of the draft, of course, we'll talk Commanders draft stock. Get you ready for next Thursday night. We'll have the draft right here. Take a little break. We will return. It's the Tuesday edition of MP on the Mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105. It's all connected. Everything's connected. Juicy J in segment one, Katy Perry in segment two. Hazel producing knows exactly how to bridge the gap between two great radio segments.
All connected.
We were born for bit season. I'll say this. I love football. Football pays the bills. But I kind of like bit season, too. I don't mind bit season. We need to figure something out here. Katy Perry went to space yesterday. That was the story of the day. Everywhere. And Gayle King. And
I was going to say, we're really focusing on Katy Perry, but there were other people.
Yeah. Was she the most famous person, or is Gayle King the most famous person? I think it probably depends who you ask.
Yeah.
In certain circles, it would be Gayle. I don't think there's any circles where it's Lauren Sanchez. I like everybody is.
I had to Google her this morning.
You didn't know?
No.
Bezos' girlfriend. Yeah. I think everybody's aware that Bezos has a girlfriend, because that was a thing. He divorced.
Right.
And they were, yeah.
Yeah.
Other people too. There were other people on the flight as well. Not as famous as Katy Perry and Gayle King, obviously. But other people. Yeah, there you go. Celebrity launch with Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Lauren Sanchez. So that's the... presumably, they had, like, an astronaut on board. All right, aerospace engineer Aisha Bowe, activist Amanda Nguyen, and film producer Carrie-Anne Flynn, all on board as well.
None of those seem entirely like astronauts, but okay. Was this an AI-powered spaceship? Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. I don't think they went to space.
Oh, yeah.
And not in a conspiracy theory way.
Yeah.
But in a, like, to recap what happened, this is the Jeff Bezos, and there is no other way to say it. It's the penis rocket. It has to be said. That's what it looks like. It goes up, and then it comes back down. There's no... Yeah, thank you. Take us to the edge of space here.
Yeah.
We need that.
I gotta set the stage.
Palate cleanser here after that. It goes up, but it doesn't circle around.
No.
They're, like, you think about... I think about space, and I think about orbiting.
Sputnik.
Sure.
It's a very deep, around.
Very deep cut, but sure.
What do you mean? It's the origin. Number one.
Yeah, you went way back. Congratulations. Sputnik, uh-huh. for instance, did a circle in space. The space shuttle circle in space. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have to be Apollo. You don't have to go all the way to the moon. That they overachieved. That definitively space. Nobody disputing the amount of space they were in. You go up, you come back down, it's an elevator. Are you really in space? I just don't think you're in space.
Yeah, how long are you waitless for? It was like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's the Vomit Comet. Like, we got planes that do that here on Earth.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed.
It went a little higher.
It just feels like a lot of money to not go to space. Like, to get 2 minutes.
Yes.
I want at least one trip around.
Yeah.
At least one orbit. Can you even see?
You get into dangerous waters there, because then they might leave you there. They could strand you. You start going around, they're
Touché.
Like, you know what? You're doing fine.
Touche. Definitely a risk, depending on which company's spacecraft you go up in, as we've learned recently. We need to hear from Katy Perry because she went to space. So this we'll hear from Katy before and after space flight. I don't think she went to space, just to be clear. Here's Katy Perry pre-space flight.
I've always been interested in astrophysics and interested in astronomy and astrology and the stars. I feel like we are all made of stardust, yeah, and we all come from the stars, and it'll be exciting to see them twinkle from that sight, and also have such an appreciation for Mother Earth when we see it in that way.
I'm definitely interested in astronomy and astrology. One of those two things being relevant to what we're doing here today.
I'm a fan of the interviewer who's like, I love her, Mother Earth. I love her.
You're up there. You're not reading your signs. That's not why we're doing this.
You don't think she knows all the constellations?
I think she does. I think that's the problem here. Yes. I think that's the issue here.
Yes.
I am very into the thing with the stars. Oh, science? No, not that one. Not that one, the other one.
No, I trust the rocket, though. It'll be fine.
I'll say this. Never more trust than getting in there with Bezos' girlfriend. Nothing's going to happen on that flight. That's as stone cold of a lock as you get right there. Nothing's going to happen on that flight. They're trying to get people to pay to do this. Who's paying for 2 minutes in space? That's not a... You tell your friend, I went to space. Ooh, did you look at the Earth? You know, how did it look from it? Well, I don't know. I was up there for 2 minutes.
Really fast.
We went up. We came down. I've been to space.
Might have to do it again.
Have you? I don't think you have. Katy Perry emerged a changed human.
It is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown, trust, and this whole journey is not just about going to space. It's the training, it's the team, it's the whole thing. I couldn't recommend this experience more. This is like up there with all the, you know, different tools that I've learned in my life, from meditation to the Hoffman process. This is up there because what you're doing is you're like really finding the love for yourself, because you got to trust in yourself on this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down, for sure. And you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
Again, that's a lot to do in 2 minutes there. That was a lot of discovery for 2 minutes.
A lot of love.
A lot of training.
Uh-huh.
Surely they weren't letting her captain the spaceship. What kind of training were we doing here? Was she pushing the buttons? Was she steering this thing? Because if she was, she should have stayed up there for longer. I'm just going to say it.
Executive decision.
If she had control over the controls, I would have hung out for a little while longer. Hey, guys.
Again, I say that's dangerous, but...
It's the highest high. Except the people who went a little higher and went into, you know, space. An orbit.
Tell me how you really feel.
She recommended it, and that's good enough for me. Recommends.
Being an astronaut? Thanks, Katy Perry.
I just never considered that as a career path until watching Katy Perry do it and realizing literally anybody can do it. It's
easier than I thought, to be honest.
I want a live feed of the actual NASA astronauts watching this. That's what I need.
I need a live feed of them watching her sing to the other astronauts as they come back, because that was mentioned, that she sang What a Wonderful World.
She did. I think the thing was pretty tightly scripted is my guess here.
I mean, it's only 8 minutes. Surely there was a quick itinerary. Sit in the seat, get up from the seat, sing What a Wonderful World. Sit down.
You unbuckle yourself, you get a couple minutes, and you got to rebuckle.
Uh-huh.
And you got to do that because you're not scrambling to buckle. Because then you're in a really bad situation. You want to make sure you're buckled with plenty of time before the descent. I just don't understand.
It feels like it would be really hard to sing on the descent. It feels like that's when the gravity comes in, no?
It feels like, to me, the hard part about getting to space is the part where you get to space. The staying in space seems actually a lot easier. It just feels like we did all the really hard work here. And then we're like, whew, that's a day.
Turn around.
Let's call it. I've seen what I came here to see.
Yeah.
But
Mother Earth.
I guess we couldn't have sent them up to go rescue the stranded astronauts because they're deeper in space. So you're not space enough to get those astronauts back.
Interesting.
It's a situation. It's bit season, though. That's where we're at. We'll dive out of bit season for a minute. We'll talk to David Teal on the other side. He's at the Hokies spring game. No, we're actually still in bit season because I might remind you the Hokies had a spring game without any quarterbacks. So, yeah, it's bit season all the way around. We also got to talk a little UVA. They are reseeding, but not reseeding, John Paul Jones Arena. They are asking everybody for more money so that they can pay their athletes. Ryan Odoms don't come cheap. That's the deal. We'll get you to 11 o'clock. Trey Wilson, Tuesdays with Trey. Take you up to AWOD Radio at noon. You're listening to MP on the Mic. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.
MP on the Mic,
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. David Teal there talking college sports. I fear he and I see eye to eye on this. What was that? He kind of tiptoeing into it with the Hokies that Brent Pry knows 6-6 isn't going to be good enough and look at the schedule. That was a wild tidbit about UVA, though, which I hadn't realized. They don't play a ranked team all season, 12 games. Get to work. And they got the money, too. They're going to be active in the transfer portal. Doesn't mean anything, of course, but set up for success, opportunity to bring some fans back, bring a little juice into that program, which has been sorely lacking in juice. And they need a Juicy J. They need somebody to come by and discover the joys of college football there for them. Enjoy today's program live or on the podcast. Just search MP on the Mic on your favorite podcast platforms. It takes money to play college sports. At UVA, it takes a lot of money to play college sports. Ryan Odom is the coach at UVA, which means he is the fundraiser-in-chief. So here's how this works at UVA. And this is not uncommon. We'll get to the numbers in a minute. You buy the right to buy tickets. Okay? So there's a two-pronged process here. Part one is you pay money to the school for the seat license fee. And what that does is it gives you the right to buy the tickets in that seat. So that's the two-pronged process. Well, they do this on a cycle, and in 2027, 2 years away, everybody's seat license comes up, which means UVA can charge people to continue buying tickets to UVA basketball, which means, Ryan Odom, you got to inject some excitement into this joint. Let's go.
Dear Virginia basketball family, I'm excited to lead this storied program and grateful for your unwavering support. Virginia basketball is built on excellence, and your commitment has been essential to our success. As we look forward to the 2027-28 season, we're introducing a new seating plan for John Paul Jones Arena. This is not a reseating. Season ticket holders will have the first right to renew. We've worked with the School of Data Science to create a plan that ensures our program remains among the nation's elite while enhancing the fan experience. This plan will continue to give our valued fans an opportunity to experience the action while enhancing support for our student athletes and providing our athletic department with the resources necessary to compete at the highest level.
That is not what you want to hear if you're a fan. When we get to Department of Data Sciences, that's not what anybody wants to hear. Right there. We've consulted with the Department of Data Sciences. Here's my wallet. Take whatever you need. Fine. Whatever. Department of Data Science. Checking in. We run the numbers. Reseating is a dirty word because everybody enjoys their seats. And so at some places, they do reseating, which is we're going to open it up, take bids. If you want to buy somebody's seat, you can get more money than them and take their seat.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is not a reseating. This is a data science endeavor.
Yeah.
If you have a seat, you get first crack at buying that seat at the prices that the data has determined. I'm stalling here. I've got the numbers in front of me. Virginia basketball. This is from 2027 to 2032. So you get 5 college basketball seasons. You don't get any tickets. You get the right to buy tickets. Okay, just so we're clear. 5-year option. You want to start with the high end or the low end here? Which intrigues you more?
The low end.
The low end. So if you would like to sit behind the basket, this is called upper end zone. The upper end zone seats for up to 4 tickets, up to 4 seats.
Okay. Okay.
$10,000. $10,000 to UVA.
5 years.
For the right to buy tickets.
Right, no
for
tickets.
There are no tickets. For the next 5 years, upper end zone seats, $10,000. But they understand it's the economy, the stock market, bonds, treasury notes.
Yes, those words.
It's a tough time out there for people who know what those words mean.
Yeah,
not for me.
they say them.
I don't have any treasury notes, but I know that the people who have treasury notes are hurting right now. And so does Ryan Odom. He feels their pain as well, which is why the $10,000 is a five-year installment plan.
Oh.
You don't have to pay it all at once. And if you'll pay up front, they'll take $3,000 off, $7,000. Just cut a check for $7,000. You can buy tickets next year to watch UVA basketball.
Up to four.
His team better be good. Poor Ryan Odom. They walking in. They promised him a lot of NIL. What they didn't explain was, you're going to be fundraising all of it.
You'll be selling it.
I like it. Like, he's not a flashy, like, rah-rah, he doesn't yell a lot kind of guy, but he didn't hit that gear in the video. Like, it was definitely a, oh boy.
Have spoken with the Department of Data Science.
A lot of gravity to it.
Tickets will be available.
Data Science has spoken. You can sit in the lower level.
Okay.
The cheapest lower level seats are the end zone seats, right? Behind the baskets, lower level. $30,000.
Woo.
Up to four tickets for the next 5 years that you can purchase at whatever price they set for the tickets.
And up front, it's what? Just like a casual $25,000?
That was a good guess. It's very wrong, though.
Oh, no.
Sideline tickets. Yeah, this is the lower level sideline. I mean, these are the seats. This is what everybody wants. Would you believe me if I told you $125,000?
I don't want to believe you.
But you need to, because I'm showing you the graphic right now.
You have the evidence.
$125,000. Here's what's wild. Pay up front. $87,500
interest. I'm learning so much about economics.
What do they do with the money?
Oh my goodness,
I don't know. They also have floor seats, you know, like the John Grisham seats, the Dave Matthews seats, the seats on the floor. That is, you don't get four of those. That's a per seat charge.
Okay.
$125,000 per seat. So you get two. That's a quarter mil. So that you can buy those seats going forward.
So that you have the opportunity to buy those seats.
And UVA people have a lot of money. I get that. How does VCU compete with that? So I have two questions here. One, who's going to buy these seats? Somebody. The Department of Data Sciences has determined it. They wouldn't be putting out these numbers if they weren't going to sell tickets at this price. Maybe they won't. I don't know. You really need a lot of Ryan Odom excitement here, is what I'm thinking. VCU, the sideline seats are $1,000 a year is the donation. That's the number. You go sit in those same seats that are $125,000. That's for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You pay in advance, blah, 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 break it down. That's $20,000 a year. The $20,000 a year seats at UVA are $1,000 a year of VCU contribution. It's pretty easy to see.
That's crazy.
How some schools are flying ahead and some schools are struggling behind. Also, if you have that kind of money and you're using it on tickets to UVA basketball, I've got to question your
life
priorities.
In this economy?
I've got to question your life priorities. I just do. It's that 9 p.m. tips against Wake Forest out there. You're not getting your money's worth. I like Ryan Odom. I like the grounds, the first years, the second years. I'm not anti-UVA. It's just a ton of money to watch college basketball. They put them on TV, as you know. Tickets at the Diamond, a bargain compared to all this. And the Squirrels are in town all week. Trey Wilson joins us. On the other side, Tuesdays with Trey, you're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105. Cloudy Tuesday. Got to bring up the mood around here a little bit, bring some energy to this place. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide. And the free Odyssey app, counting you down. AWOD Radio takes over at noon. Grant and Danny drive you home flying Squirrels baseball tonight. On the Fan, WNBA draft last night, former Hokie George Amore headed to D.C. Apparently, the Mystics had all the picks last night. I don't know how these things happen. Three picks in the top six.
They said if we're not number one, we're going to get as many as possible.
That's the quality and quantity approach right there. Mm-hmm. Love George Amore coming back to the region. I get a chance to watch her. Paige Beckers, of course, number one out of UConn. And announced that she has signed with Unrivaled. This is the off-season women's basketball thing. So the WNBA season is short. It's summertime, and then they wrap it up. This is an off-season professional women's basketball league that's trying to kind of take over, muscle into the space. Her first year salary with Unrivaled will exceed her entire four-year rookie contract in the WNBA.
Oh.
So there's that. That's how you got to do it, right? The WNBA is on notice. People want to watch the stars. I don't think they've got Caitlin Clark yet, I don't believe. When they do, though,
I think she said no.
They will be a formidable force. She did say she said no to Ice Cube, you remember, the Big Three League.
You're so right. That is what
she said no to Ice Cube. Doesn't want any part of that.
How could you? I couldn't say no to Ice Cube.
When Juicy J assembles his hockey league, we're back in. We'll do that. NBA flying towards playoff time, play-in games tonight. All right. So I saw this chart yesterday. I texted this to you. I looked at it, I didn't give a second thought. There is a new best-selling NBA jersey this year. For the first time, it's not LeBron or Steph. Those are the two best-selling jerseys, obviously. It's Luka Doncic, who got traded, and now all the Lakers fans are all in. It had the list of the top 15 jersey sellers. I want to know how many of the 15 I can name, because it only referred to them by nickname. So it's the far right column this year's. So I got number one, which is Luka Doncic. I know that. So hit me with the list here. Running down the list.
Okay.
Or see how many of the top 15 most popular NBA players I can know from their nicknames.
Steph.
All right. I got Steph. I'm a little surprised that Steph Curry is still a top selling jersey.
Really?
It feels like everybody should have one by now.
That's true. Yeah. LeBron.
I've got LeBron. Yeah. Feel pretty good about that one as
well.
Do
you? Tatum.
Tatum is Jason Tatum, who plays for the Celtics. Mm-hmm. I know the Celtics are good. Yes.
Boom.
All right.
So Brunson.
Jalen Brunson. Awad's here, and this is going to get embarrassing quickly. Knicks, because he was part of the Villanova crew, right? Wasn't that? Yeah. We're good. All right. Excellent. Yeah, he's part of the Villanova crew. That's with the Knicks now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ready then?
Sure.
Wemby.
Wembanyama. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm a little surprised. Why is he not higher? He's Wemby. I think he should be higher. That's that small market. But I guess France is a small market too. You don't even get the international juice on that one either. Even if all the French kids are wearing Wemby jersey, it's still drop in the bucket kind of stuff here. Yeah.
All right. We got Ant.
Ant. Like Ant-Man, like the cartoon.
I got three letters here.
That's all we got.
That's all I got for you.
Is that Anthony Davis? Is that who that refers to? No, I've got the thumbs down here. Good for Ant.
All right, moving on.
Wait, hang on.
You got this.
Anthony Edwards?
There we go.
Anthony Edwards. All right, well, no, I looked it up. I should, because he was the story of the postseason last year or a couple of years ago. Minnesota Timberwolves. All right, carry on.
All right.
Ja Morant, who does he's traded out the finger guns because they told him he can't do the finger guns anymore. So now he launches a grenade after he pulls the pin and launches a grenade.
No notes?
I know my NBA off-court storylines. You're not going to slide one of those by me.
You're very on it with that.
Exactly.
Shai?
Oh, I know who this is. This is Shai Gilgeous Alexander, something in that ballpark.
Is he a Roman Empire? Shay.
Sure. But I don't know what team he plays for.
That stings
Adam right there. And am I even saying it right? Gilgeous Alexander. Canadian. Real name Shavante. Plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. You would have needed to give me at least 30 guesses to get that one. Yeah. No file there. That's a full zero for me. Once he left Kentucky, it was all over.
Jokic?
Nikola.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Giannis?
That's another why is he not higher?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I hear a lot more about him than
Ant. Yeah, all right. Giannis Antetokounmpo. I left some syllables out, so we'll find those during the break.
Remember that
these are top 15 NBA players. We're getting close to the end, right?
Yeah, we got 11 here.
All right,
LaMelo
of the Ball family.
Uh-huh.
Is
the
he
famous the Ball?
Is he still in Charlotte, or is he moved? He's still in Charlotte, wasting away in Charlotte. Does Michael Jordan still own the Hornets? Or we're over that now? Okay. Well, he tried his best.
Moving on. All right, KD.
Kevin Durant.
There we go.
On the Suns, who are a disaster. It's an NBA disaster. The Phoenix Suns. The Wizards took them for suckers in a trade. That's what we know about the Phoenix Suns. That's
things
a bad
aren't going
look.
Well.
Yeah, that's how you know things aren't going well.
You got two left. Are you ready?
No. but if they're at KD level, I could do this.
Okay, Booker.
Okay, Devin Booker.
Boom.
Yeah, I don't know where he plays, but he's good at basketball.
I have a feeling you do know.
That where Devin Booker plays? Is he part of the Phoenix debacle? He is? Okay. Great.
All right, here we go. Last one, Brown.
No, that's not fair. What do you mean, Brown? It's
Brown.
That's not enough information.
Brown.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
No, I...
do you want the associated color?
Okay, give me a color.
We got a light green.
Which means Celtics. So Brown for the Celtics. Good for him. Celtics are a good team, obviously.
Selling a lot of jerseys.
And moving a lot of jerseys, yeah. I'm trying to pull a college association here, and I got nothing either. All right, I'm gonna concede this one. Jaylen Brown. Oh, this is what he went to Cal for college. My ACC love only goes so far. My ACC love ends at the Mississippi. If you're an ACC team west of the Mississippi, I'm not keeping it. He was finals MVP last year. Good for him. NBA, it's fantastic. I'm all in on George Amore. This is a George Amore show now, effective immediately.
Oh yeah.
Because Wizards will start, or the Mystics will start soon.
Yeah.
So we can get a George Amore tracker going. Because I don't think this NBA playoffs is going to be the one for me.
What?
But that's all right. That's what that's what Amon's here for.
Right.
Noon to three every day. Does a very nice radio program and knows much more about the NBA than I do, as their playoffs start tonight. Hockey playoffs. We'll get some schedules by the end of the week. Two games to go for the Caps, who are in Long Island tonight. Wrap up in Pittsburgh. Alex Ovechkin extending his mark as the greatest goal scorer in the history of hockey the other night against Columbus. Two more chances before the playoff goals, which don't count, but the playoffs very much do count. Little nerves going into it. You just don't want to lose to the 8-seed Canadians. That's all. Get to the second round, I can accept whatever happens. Need a first round win, though. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Squirrels are back. Everybody's back.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide. On the free Odyssey app, 1 hour to go before we send you off to AWOD Radio. 24 hours to go until a little matinee baseball at the Diamond. First pitch, 11:05 a.m. tomorrow. You'll hear the action right here if you don't get down to the Diamond yourself. Trey Wilson is the voice of the Flying Squirrels, back from a road trip to Harrisburg with a homestand all week long. Trey, how's it going?
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael. It's good. I'm glad to be back home. It's so much warmer here than it was last week. That a week ago tonight that we were the first game of that road trip, the wind chill was in like the low 20s by the end of the game. I don't think we're going to run into that this week. So it's good to be back. That was a tough road trip.
There are things you can control for attendance, and y'all control those. You have great promotions, and you get out in the community and create a nice environment. But as you know, so much of it is the things you can't control. To leave town when it's warm, miss the cold spell, and come back on what should be a pleasant week for baseball, that's just good old-fashioned luck right there, Trey.
There will be times when it's the other way around, so we take it when we get it, that's for sure.
Exactly. Jackie Robinson Day today, of course, at the Diamond and worldwide as Major League Baseball celebrates his life and impact. Moment of honor pregame for Jackie Robinson, and back in town, open up the Diamond for a six-game homestand. Tell me what we're watching for tonight.
Yeah, we're expecting a pretty big crowd tonight. So if you're wanting to come out, I'd encourage grabbing some tickets now. It'd be a good night for it. Not just for Jackie Robinson Day. First of our reading nights, there'll be a lot of kids in the ballpark who completed the reading challenge, part of the never-ending, ceaseless work that our awesome community staff does out around the community all year long. But yeah, Jackie Robinson, obviously taking a moment to recognize the impact that he made on baseball and our country as a whole. It's always good to take a step back and think about things like that. I was going through looking at some of his stops in Richmond over the years. You know, he played in some of the exhibition games over at Moores Field, which was over in Scott's Addition forever ago, back in the 50s, about before Parker Field was built. And you know, I've been kind of diving into a lot of that, seeing all the great people who've come through and played in Richmond over the years. It's cool to see how many of the great stars have come through town over the last 150 years of pro baseball here.
Yeah, no, the list is long and distinguished. Jackie Robinson's obviously near the top of that, but I would imagine that's fun work digging through the archives and digging up those old gems.
Yeah, it has been. You know, we're celebrating especially the last year of baseball here at the Diamond, which of course also includes the field that was at Parker's Field and all the greats that came through. And we've been doing this date in Richmond baseball history thing during the broadcast, so I've been having to go back and find some interesting stuff. And in April, it's really interesting because you have a lot of the major league exhibition games where the Richmond Virginians were beating Mickey Mantle and the Yankees, or Ted Williams coming through and making one. There were 2 days in a row at one point where Ted Williams came and had one plate appearance in each game and hit a home run and then said, "All right, see ya." So, you know, if you name the player from really the 20s on to, you know, through the 70s and 80s, they probably came through here. And then the cool thing too is that a lot of the big stars of Major League Baseball today have come through and played with other teams in the Eastern League or with the Squirrels. So it's kind of fun to look back at that kind of stuff, and that's part of what we'll be doing this week with our first Diamond Through the Decades game coming up on Thursday night. So that series is going to be really cool. There's a package available that has tickets for all of them. This week we've got the replica diamond giveaway on Thursday night for the first 2,000 fans, presented by Dominion Energy. So that's going to be really cool. I've got little replicas of all the stadiums that I've gotten a chance to work in throughout my career. I'm excited to see everybody grab another one of those on Thursday. You know, something to commemorate this place in the 40 years of history.
Yeah, it's the diamond replica will be a collector's item for years to come, I'm sure. First 2,000 fans of all ages. Thursday night, Squirrels taking on the artists formerly known as the Bowie Bay Sox, now rebranded as the Chesapeake Bay Sox. Trey, let's talk about the on the field here for a minute. Not the way they were hoping that trip would go in Harrisburg.
Yeah, it feels like the team is just like right on the edge of breaking out. They're playing very well. They just can't get the pitching and hitting to kind of hit at the same time. Yeah, it was a 2-4 road trip. Had a chance to get the split on Sunday. It was a back and forth game. Harrisburg has a couple of good players that came through with some timely hits, and Squirrels have had a few guys that have put together some good starts this season as well. But yeah, you look right now and sitting there at eight, they're 9 games in now and only have a couple of wins to show for it. It's a little bit of a hole to start the season in, but I think that there's some pretty encouraging stuff that's there. Look, they ran into a buzzsaw in Akron that first series of the year, opening up here at home, and Akron went back for their home opener and beat up on Altoona this week. They're showing that they might be the best team in the league again, like they were last year. And then the last 4 games for the Squirrels were all 1-run games. So, I guess the Sunday ended up being 2 runs because they did add a run late, but just close games. They haven't been able to get over that hump. It was kind of a tough week. It was cold. Several people were a little bit under the weather, myself included, a little bug going around, but a chance to hit the reset button with the off day yesterday. Got the Orioles AA team coming in this week. Yeah, you mentioned it. The Bowie Bay Sox have rebranded to Chesapeake. It's a little confusing for those of us here in Virginia.
We got a Chesapeake.
Yeah, it's not that Chesapeake. They're still playing in Bowie, which I always give them a hard time. I say, you know, you're not really that close to the Bay. They're really not any closer to the Chesapeake Bay than we are. But they're trying to lean into that branding a little bit. But the Orioles, you know, there are a lot of Orioles fans here. A lot of people come out to see their prospects over the last few years. We've gotten to see some of the good young Orioles stars like Adley Rutschman and Jackson Holliday and Gunnar Henderson. A lot of those guys have come through, and we'll see who they have with them this week, that next wave of Orioles. It's always cool to see people coming out wearing like an Orioles hat and a Squirrel shirt or something like that. So like they're pulling for the Squirrels, but they're like, oh, well, you know, if this guy does well, we're okay with it. So, you know, it's it's an interesting dynamic. Same thing when the Nationals double A team in Harrisburg comes through. You get some of that split fandom, but as long as you're pulling for the Squirrels, you can pull for some of their guys that you might think be major leaguers one day to do okay too.
Those have had some talent rolling through the last few years as well. That's a team that's developed nicely and is playing at a high level at the major league club, and we'll see how the Bay Sox do this week. Winner gets the Chesapeake. Terry McAuliffe, who was governor for a little while, had a thing. He's apparently, this is true, there is no such thing as a Maryland crab, that crabs lay eggs in Virginia and then the current carries them to Maryland where they get born. I don't know. It was a whole thing of like the Chesapeake belongs to Virginia. So we'll sort that out before Trey and Blaine get on the air, make sure we've got our facts straight. One other thing I want to ask you about, Trey. Post-game wrestling on Friday night? What do we got cooking here?
Yeah, that'll be our first RDS Villadores game of the year, part of that Copa program, and it's our first look at the new refreshed Copa brand, which has been a big hit. People have really enjoyed that. And yeah, we'll have some wrestling after the game. We've done it a few times over the years, and it's always a huge hit. Like, I'm not much of a wrestling guy, but I always go down and check out the spectacle. It's quite a scene. So, if you stick around on Friday after the game, you'll have a chance to see some real life wrestling going on, and you get a unique angle up close. I'm excited for everybody to get a chance to see the new RDS look on the field for the first time. Nick Elder on our staff, he designed the original Copa brand when we launched it back in 2019, and did the oversaw the refresh that we're rolling out. It's still kind of along the same lines, but it's been really, really popular. So it'll be our first chance to get that on the field this Friday as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, it's happy hour. Fridays are always a big hit around here.
I got a happy hour situation brewing tomorrow. Thank you for taking a large portion of my show, because you and I have jobs where it's very tough to play hooky, because everybody knows where you are and where they expect you to be. So when you take my show off my plate, I'm going to go enjoy some happy hour. We're going to have some fun tomorrow. It's going to be a good time. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, you can't be like, excuse me, I got a little bit of a cough, I can't come in today, and then go out and hang out at a bar somewhere.
Can't do it.
So somebody might recognize you and send a tweet or something. Who knows? But yeah, I'm glad we get you a chance to take a little breather tomorrow. We'll handle the airwaves for a few hours in the afternoon. And it's some big shoes for us to fill, but we'll try to bring it as best as we can.
That is very kind of you to say, and not even a little bit true. Trey Wilson on the air tonight, 6:05 first pitch, reading day, Jackie Robinson Day, 6-game homestand for the Squirrels. Looking forward to it. Thank you for the time this morning.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Talk to you all tonight.
All right, we're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.